Welcome once again to Just Roll With It, our bi-weekly anthology series, in which we explore the tabletop role-playing games we've been itching to play, but just haven't had a chance to yet. We are currently in the middle of our Court of Blades arc with Saintgard and Nastani, and when we last left our Skylarks, they'd finally completed their objective at the Corvetto Palazzo, and they were definitely about to leave and go on to their next job. Absolutely no one had gotten sidetracked by their prospective paramours, and definitely no one got dragged off to get yelled at for their crimes against the city. They'll be fine, right? They'll be fine. With that sorted, we cut back to the house of the Corvetto Palazzo. Jesus Christ. Yeah, we do! We ended on that lovely note where Sindela was basically dragging Samael out by the ear, but I think we're gonna come see our lovely everybody else at the party first, who've lined up to join. I believe
Fia
has joined Lorenzo in line to get into the to go dance with the fire. Teresa is on Blair's arm. And Salil, Vivi, you are standing at the outset of Rowan's conversation. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm just trying to catch Rowan's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan was looking kind of bored, and I'm just trying to casually, not super conspicuously, just place myself in their line of sight.
I think it takes a minute. I think that they know that you're there, but they make you wait just to see if you do.
I mean, I definitely wait.
Mm-hmm. When you do, they glance over, give you a delighted smile, and after a minute or two, like, wrap up the conversation that they're having to come stand before you. My little son, there you are, in all your beauty. And they grab your hand and kiss the back of it.
I definitely let them. I also wanted to know, do they have a title that I would call them?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think that they would. I think Laird Rowan is probably fine. Give me just a second. I know I have one.
I believe in you.
Yes, Fonia. Fonia Rowan would be it, and I will put it in chat.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I will also add it to their name on my sheet, so we will always have that. Thank you. Ooh, full name and everything.
Yep. At least the full name that they go by when they're among humans.
Of course, yes. Then I think, yes, I let them kiss my hand. And would I say their full name, or would it be like Fonia Tin Hoel?
You could say Fonia Rowan, I think.
Fonia Rowan, okay. Then I think I say,
Fonia Rowan, it is, of course, always a pleasure.
Well, how did you find your way into the Corvetto Palazzo this evening? I would expect you to be off at your own party, or dazzling some other group of nobles this evening.
I feel like Rowan would appreciate me being, like, showing a little guile. And so I'm just going to kind of flash an invitation that clearly does not have my name on it and then just slide it into a skirt pocket.
Ah, you're still a clever one. I like that about you.
I cannot be too unhappy if it means that we have this chance meeting.
Well, you're certainly making my evening brighter. It seems that the reason I got all dressed up and came all the way out here this evening is not going to come to pass, so.
I think I look slightly concerned for them. And I don't know if I press because I feel like they would have said something if they wanted me to know.
Mm-hmm.
But I give the impression like I'm a sympathetic ear if they would like to.
So as I find myself with the rest of my evening free, would you like to dance?
Absolutely.
I've heard quite a lot about your tradition here in Ilrian, about your fire dance for luck, was it?
Was it for more than just luck?
I think it might be. Let me double check.
I'm pretty sure it's like something about like blessing a new union, because I remember in our second dossier, they want to leap over. Oh, it's leaping over the flames for luck before escaping the city. So, okay. Mm-hmm. I think it is just luck.
It might, there might be like some older traditions where it is to bless a union, or like you're there with your sweetheart. But in modern times, it's mostly for just luck.
Yeah, and I think I would be educated enough that I would like say, like,
yes, for now it is just luck. Though it was not always so.
You humans with your ever-changing beliefs, you think we are mercurial. When you look at you and you're dressed in a whole different manner. Colors mean different things. Your accent has changed. The words you say mean different things. It's... I can't keep up with y'all.
Well, we certainly keep you on your toes.
You do? I enjoy that about you. And they wink.
I just smile back.
So would you like to join the queue with me?
As I said before, absolutely.
Yeah, they offer their arm.
I take it.
All right. And the queue goes smoothly. The mages outside have woven these beautiful turning, like they're sort of like infinity signs, figure eights of flame in going from scarlet to orange and this beautiful goldenrod to blue to violet, spinning slowly enough that like the nobles can go through and hop like a few times before coming out and like joining the rest of the dance on the lawn. Fia, I think you and Lorenzo are towards the front. You smoothly jump over the flame. They're smiling at you from behind their porcelain mask with the beautiful golden tree etched into it. The other symbols all along their cheeks that tell things that only an Illyrian noble would be able to read. Is there anything that you do with them?
Oh, gosh. I had not thought this far ahead. I suppose while she has time, she'd probably want to try to get them to dance with her. Get them to dance with her.
Oh, he is more than willing. After you two jump in the flames and he you can see that there's a smile in his dark eyes. Well, I certainly hope that will be good luck for the both of us.
As do I.
You were here on an errand, weren't you?
Yes. I'm afraid that's not the only one I have to attend to tonight.
Oh, you'll have to leave.
Unfortunately.
Well, far be it from me to impede house business. I know how my parent will be annoyed if certain things happen because other things weren't done. And I would not want that wrath to come upon you.
I appreciate that. I do have a little bit of time before I have to run off, though.
Just one dance, then.
I would like that.
Good. And perhaps we can generate a little bit more luck.
Yes, perhaps we can.
Teresa, you and Blair exit the queue and jump over the swirling flame. Blair is flushed with alcohol and excitement. She's very happy to have you on her arm. She would like to dance with you as well after the leap.
All right. I'm here for it.
Is there anything that you would like to speak to Blair about before y'all have to rush off?
I think I know what I'm actually going to do here. Is I think what Therese is going to do is basically I'm going to say I will be playing Fuse next errand.
Yes.
Because Therese will spend the rest of the night with Blair.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Look. Now Teresa can't leave. She won a duel here.
It's true. And so many of the nobles are like requesting dances or like giving you a slight nod of approval. Or the younger ones are like, oh, you did amazing back then. You simply will have to show me that move that you used.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff. So yeah, you're fairly well socially trapped.
Yeah. I'm being showered with affection. I can't escape.
And Blair is very happy to have you on her arm and to gather the echoes of that social praise.
Yeah. Shame Sophia's not here to see all this, though.
It is such a shame that you're not going to get to see Sophia just yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. I'll work on it during downtime.
And Vivi, you and Rowan come to your turn. Rowan leaps like a gazelle, lands perfectly on their feet. I assume you do as well, being so as graceful as you are.
Likely so, yes. Mm. I think we make a eye-catching pair as we leap over the fire.
Yes, you do. And they sweep you off also onto the dance floor. They've sort of like patterned out like a part of the garden where so you can still see where the other nobles are leaping over the flame, but like the night is perfumed by these beautiful flowers, all of them neatly tucked into their beds so that nobody will catch, none of their clothes would catch on a spare thorn or a branch. And Rowan is very enamored to have you, distracting them from whatever disappointment there was.
Okay.
Is there anything that you would like to speak with them about or bring up?
I don't think I want to speak. I think I just want to dazzle them with my dancing.
Yes, and I think that I'm going to give both you and Kelsey a chance to roll for your clock here as you're spending your evening with your paramour.
Fantastic.
So choose your action.
I am maneuvering.
Yes, you are. You are making a striking pair on the dance floor. So feel free.
Position and effect?
It's a fortune roll. So
okay.
There's absolutely nothing that can go wrong here.
Fantastic. Love it. I do get plus one effect because I am dancing and I am very good at dancing. That's a six with great effect.
That's fantastic. I think that means you fill up your clock.
I'll take it.
Because you're at two, so six would be three, right? And then I'll give you the extra one for great effect.
That sounds correct.
Yeah. So you fill up your clock. I think Rowan...
Do we smooch?
Yeah, I think Rowan tucks a stray lock of hair behind your ear. May I kiss you?
I have been waiting for you to ask.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint then. And they lean and they kiss you.
They do not disappoint.
And as they like smile into your lips after you pull back or after they pull back from you, I hope this means I'll get to see you again.
I do not think I could keep myself away.
I hope that's a personal thing and not just because of my natural charm. But they pull out a card. It's on like a very nice cardstock with gold embossing ink on it. Gold embossed ink, and they hand it to you. This is where I'm staying. If you call ahead, I can make sure that I'm available.
Then I will be sure to do so.
Excellent. Do you have the evening, or are you busy doing any of the myriad of things that I know you do?
There's just this look of disappointment that crosses my face for just a moment. And I say,
unfortunately, my work will take me elsewhere tonight, but...
And I just kind of twirl the card in my fingers before tucking it away.
I will certainly call on you soon.
I'll be waiting.
I linger just a little bit too long before pulling away.
And they will watch you go.
All right.
Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
How are you wooing Lorenzo this evening?
I'm trying to decide if it's consort or sway. It's the same amount of pips either way, but just for...
Are you tricking him in some way? Are you using your fey abilities or lying to him?
I don't think
any... I mean, charm also falls under sway.
What?
True. Influences guile, charm, or argument. That's true.
Yeah, that's why I was considering, because like, she's not lying, but she's not using her magic any more than is just inherent to her general existence.
Are you are you turning on the charm then?
I feel like probably a little bit.
Either way, up to you. It's fortune rolls. Nothing can possibly go wrong here, but...
Okay, and we'll go with sway.
Okay.
And fortune, and what are we going for effect?
It'll be standard for you unless you have something that'll bump it up.
I don't believe I do.
Okay.
And I don't have any bonus dice.
Nope.
Oof.
That's one pip. I think you notice that Lorenzo's distracted. He's doing all of the nice courtly things, like appearing very attentive, but every so often his gaze will just go off to somewhere else. And he's not fully mm-hmm. here with you.
Fair.
Oh, is there anything that you would like to say to him before you leave?
Well, I hope the rest of the night goes well for you.
As do I, Lady Willing. The rest of this party will go smoothly. I'm not used to being the house's representative for these things yet, so I hope I don't make a terrible mess of it.
I doubt that you could. You seem like you're doing fine to me.
That means more than you know.
Well, then you're welcome.
I will let you get on with it then. And he bows over your hand and strides off. I don't think you see where.
Okay.
And now, our chastened child being pulled off.
Sorry, the number you've reached is out of service. Please take the number and try again.
The woman who put herself on the line for you to get you into the House Bastion, the woman who has been teaching you alchemy, who has been exasperated trying to teach you somehow how not to cause too much collateral damage or to think once in a goddamn while, has dragged you out of the Corvetto Palazzo. Not quite by your ear, although she was very close to it. And I think there's probably a copse of trees in the front, like hidden a little bit by some wagons that are starting to peel off with the older part, like the older parts of the nobility or people who just can't, like, who need to turn in early or who have other engagements. They've put in their FaceTime with the prince and have to get on with other business, and they're starting to peel off. Yeah, it takes you to a bit of a hidden place, rounds on you. And what, pray tell, was that?
I can explain.
Oh, I would love to hear this. Please explain.
And I want to do a flashback.
Yes.
to when I was left to my own devices before the party started, mm-hmm. and able to rob a vault.
We flash back. I believe this will be a no-stress flashback, I guess, because we already kind of tapped this, and you might need to use stress in the flashback.
Yeah, fair.
You are in, you were trying to rob the vault, yes? Or the room that they have arcane objects in. Okay. Guess who forgot to make more arcane objects for this evening? It's me.
It's That's fine. I don't need to know what they are. I just need to know that they're there.
Uh-huh. Yes, there is an entire room warded and locked, dedicated to housing these arcane objects of power.
I try to make it look like I'm tying my shoelace mm-hmm. while trying to break through the wards without the wards breaking back on me.
All right. What are you using to get into this room?
Channel.
Okay.
Yeah, I am trying to use magic to try to get past the wards.
I think this is going to be, desperate standard. Because this is mm-hmm. where they have the most security, except for perhaps the prince's room.
Fair. Let's hear what the lady's favor sounds like.
Oh gosh, a lady's favor at this hour. Let me see what I have for you. You passed a lovely wine cellar on the way here, the door to it. And you know you do not have enough time to rob this room and the wine cellar.
Oh, no.
And the wine cellar would be so much easier to get into.
And he could spin it. They could spin it, too.
Actually, no, I don't think that would work work for this, because that would give you an either-or, and it would, like, even if you open this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's not, yeah, because that would stop the roll.
Exactly.
The roll, yeah.
You know.
Someone else is robbing this room.
Yeah.
Done. Let's go. Come on, double sixes.
Okay, that's a four. All right. So this is going to... Oh, I don't know if that clock's even worth it. At this point, you're going to get tagged by a... you get through the wards, but there's like a little thing on the inside that like tags people magically when they go into this room. Mm-hmm. You're going to have that on you, and any one of the Corvetto mages will be able to know that you were in this room without permission. And that might come up later. So you'll get like... level 1 harm tagged.
I think I'm going to use my special armor on this one.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I think that Samael knows better than to walk around with a tag.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, so I get into the room.
You get into the room. And there are weapons on the walls, paintings that have been shrouded, a mirror that has been covered. There are glass cases with artifacts inside of them. A glass ball, a mummified hand, all sorts of things. A statue of an owl. All of these cases warded.
And as we all know, the bigger the item, the more expensive it looks, the less valuable it is in magic.
Mm-hmm. And there isn't... There wouldn't be any windows to this room, but there is a portal in one of the walls that has opened up, and a person in a black cloak has stepped through, and they're looking at you, and you're looking at them.
Spider-Man pose.
Yeah, and they go to do magic at you. What do you do?
Can I recognize the spell?
Sure, it's an offensive spell. They're trying to knock you back.
Okay, I think I'm gonna just try to close the door and step out of the way.
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't help either of us if we both get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So Samael is trying to not set anything else off. And you don't want bright flashy lights coming through the door.
No, you don't.
So Samael just like kind of like tries to like duck and roll and close the door at the same time.
Yeah, I think you do it. You close the door. Hits the wards on the wall and fizzles to nothing. Jeez, I don't know if they're going to... Yeah, I think they're going to try and grab a thing and run.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what they grab. Samuel's just like, hey, honor amongst thieves, lad.
You're here to rob the place.
No, I'm the house wizard, dressed like this.
They cock their head at you. I do believe you're being sarcastic. Wonderful. I will take what I came for and be off then.
Good to know you've got ears for one thing.
The aura of disdain coming off of them is palpable. I'm sure you're used to it.
And you don't tell anybody you saw me, I won't tell anybody I saw you. Fair?
I don't even know who you are.
And I don't know who the hell you are either, lad, so...
They go for, I think, one of the glass cases, and they sort of, like, they do a little rune and reach in, and beyond the glass, beyond the wards, grab it, pull their hand back out with the thing in it. You're really not going to try and stop me.
I think they're saying that while Samael is, like, I think they have, like, a little pocket space
mm-hmm.
where they're just shoving artifacts into it. Like, small things that nobody will notice. It's like, like I said, I don't give a fuck what you're doing here.
So you, like, open up one of the bureaus where, like, there's little pieces of jewelry or, like enchanted teacups or something, and you're still in your pockets?
Yeah, and I'm just like I pick one up, look at it, shove it into the magic portal, pick another one up, toss it into the magic portal. Like, not enough that it's going to be noticeable. Somebody just robbed the place.
Into the magic portal? You're throwing it into the portal that they opened?
No, not their magic portal, but like a magic pocket portal.
Oh, so you have like a bag of holding or whatever on you.
Yeah, kind of, but like a little bit more subtle than a bag.
Can I insert a possible complication?
Yes, you may.
Because you know what would definitely be stored in here?
What would definitely be stored in here?
Well, you know, liquor is sometimes called spirits.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, there is definitely a one of those like wine holders, one of those wine bottle holders.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit off to the side with bottles of things in them. You don't know what they do. You don't know what they are.
Okay, so the place looks mostly unrobbed.
Yes. Mostly. Except for one very conspicuous, empty glass case.
Except for every single alcoholic-looking bottle.
Okay.
Which ends up in my pocket.
All right, you do that. You have a couple of bottles of spirits. I think you should probably mark that as load.
Even though it's in a magic?
Even if it's in the magic thing, space? Yeah. Because it's still in your pockets and you still have to like carry the portal to it.
Yeah, fair. Size one.
Yeah, you can just put
normal item name loot.
Yeah, magic loot. and it's as the cloaked figure leaves that you notice that their cloak isn't of one piece. It is sewn from many different fabrics. Some beautiful silk, some gorgeous, sumptuous velvets, satin next to burlap, next to linen, next to like a very poor cotton weave, like all sort of disparate fabrics woven into one tattered Amalian cloak, ragged at the edges, but that covered this interloper's face perfectly, no matter how the light changed.
Did you just throw Ragman at me?
No, I just threw the tattered prince at you.
Oh, I was hoping it was Ragman.
Sorry. Wrong franchise.
Ragman's cool.
Wrong franchise. And they disappear through the portal. And you were able to, unless there's anything else you want to do in this flashback?
No. No, just that. And I just sneak back out. Put back up the wards and try to go back about my business.
And the night continues. And you are standing in front of a very impatient Syndilla whose eyes are starting to flash dangerously.
And I pull out like one of like the necklaces. I'm just like, "Lady, I stole this one just for you. Firstly, is it a bribe? I wouldn't use those words.
You
secondly
broke into the Corvetto Pelosa to steal?
Firstly, nothing was broken. Trespass is what you're looking for. And, no,
smarmy little.
It's not what it seems.
Oh, really?
There was a cat. Samaya looks around and is like, there was a cat.
A cat?
Aye, a cat. And the cat had... The cat had asked for me to help the spirits, which were restless and were stirring up something mighty troublesome, which is being caused by an artifact. And you happened to catch me while I was trying to get that artifact.
So you snuck into a Corvetto party to steal from their vault, presumably, because I don't think I saw anyone wearing that this evening. And a different artifact? And to steal...
The vault was more of a secondary thing.
Oh, you just did that for fun.
I do that for you.
Are you trying to charm her here? Or win yourself into good graces? All right. Roll for it. We'll see how it lands.
All right, so there's a sway.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming I'm desperate.
Yeah, let's say desperate limited here.
So I can't even trade effects for position. This is great. Ooh, I got shit here. I can't. Invocation and the old tongue are not going to help me here. Well, technically, Sindela is non-human.
Not in this world, she's not.
Fuck. All right. Lady's favor.
A lady's favor in this moment? Oh, geez.
I mean, the house is going to know about this, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be heat. Someone discovers that the vault has been robbed before you guys leave, before all of you leave.
I can't believe the Raggedy Man would do this.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, are you going to break your promise to the Prince of Tatters?
Break promises?
What? To a fae?
That's not a thing Samael ever does, break promises.
You know what? I love that, though. Breaking a promise to the Prince of Tatters.
They aren't a fae, luckily. Oh. They are very vindictive, though. And they do have a different agent at this party. So their agent at this party could overhear you tell Sindela about them.
They will 100% murder you and everyone you love.
Yeah, they are a faction. I think level 4, level 5?
They are a tier 4 faction.
Tier 4 faction?
They're ridiculously powerful.
They're a tier 4 faction.
Oh,
all
no.
On their own.
I can't believe the only person I love is Teresa.
We know that isn't true. Don't even lie to yourself about this.
Even the Prince of Tatters knows that. Yeah, so you are more likely to sway her. But you will have to tell her that you saw the Prince of Tatters in the vault.
I think they do it as an alibi thing, not as a, it wasn't just me. It was like a, somebody else can vouch that I was there separately from the party. Or somebody else can vouch I was there before the party.
And your alibi is the Prince of Tatters.
And the alibi is the Prince of Tatters.
Oh my god. All right.
Your alibi
this is a terrible idea.
Your alibi is essentially, yes, this cryptid was there. You totally can get in contact with this person.
What's your alibi?
You need to understand, Mothman and I were hanging out.
The cats told me to do it.
Angel Mothman had crossed over from our other arc into this one.
Sindela, you should have seen the Jersey Devil swoop through the room. Yeah, I'm going to get that +1 die for throwing the tattered prince under the bus to my mentor. It's a cryptid. What's it going to do? Haunt me?
I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Me too. Okay,
with a 5.
That's a 5, yeah. Somebody, I think, yeah, overheard. That was from your devil's bargain, or from your lady's favor.
I think I'd like to resist that bit.
No, you can't, because that was the lady's favor.
Oh, right.
And, what is the complication here?
I mean, I would still like to resist. I know I can't, but I would like to.
Well, social harm is a thing in this game.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to give them social harm anyway, so this is a perfect time to introduce it. You are, I think somebody else has seen that you are arguing with Sindela, and they see how panicked and backpedally and like desperately try and please her and get back in her good graces you are. So you're going to take level 2 harm, censured.
I can't have that, no.
You can resist it down to one okay. level of harm.
So that's a spirit resist.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if I scandal out of this game, especially because people are watching.
That's 2 stress. You take 2 stress.
2 stress. All right.
And I think it's level 1 harm. Chastised?
Chastised. All right. I'm 1 stress away from scandaling out.
She takes the necklace from you, turns it over in her hand. This was in the Corvetto vault.
There's more where that came from if you don't kill me.
I'm not going to kill you, you fool child. If I wanted you dead, I would have just let the guard take you.
Well, I just figured you were thinking that whatever you would do for me would be a lot worse than what they would do. And I give one of those, like,
worse than death, yes.
I give one of those, like, does me being funny win me any favor? Smiles?
No, she doesn't crack a smile at all. You said there was a cat. And it asked you to grab an artifact. And that is why you pretended to be a noble. Using magic in full view of a party.
So the person who has the artifact right now doesn't like me very much.
So I imagine very few people do.
What matters is that you count me in the, is that you are counted in the people who do like me.
That is waning by the second, dear child.
And I do not wait for a response. Sam, I was just like, so the person who currently has the artifact doesn't like me very much. So I had to be not me to steal it from them.
And instead of choosing an innocuous servant or a different face, you chose a noble mask.
Well, I figured the best time to steal it off of them would be in a dance.
So you could have put any face on, literally anyone. That party was full of people. Nobles and minor nobles and merchants and people of all different types of concerns. And you chose to wear a mask you are not entitled to. I'm trying to get this through your head.
And I didn't want somebody seeing their doppelganger. You understand?
You could have chosen a face that wasn't there. Made up one. There are so many things you could have done before you decided to wear a mask that could get you killed, Samuel. You need to think. You can't just rush off casting spells and getting other people hurt, getting yourself hurt. That is why I am angry at you, not because you stole, although that was also a very poor decision. But because you're not thinking. Do you understand?
Your thinking and my thinking are two very different things. Just because you don't think that I put thought into it doesn't mean I did it.
Then you need to think harder and consider social aspects as well as magical ones. This entire society, all of nobility, is teetering on the edge of a knife. You seem determined to cut yourself. And one of these days, it's either going to get you killed or someone else. The only reason you are not rotting in a cell right now, awaiting execution, very likely, is because I stepped in. I might not be there next time. And it would break Enzo's heart if you died over something so foolish.
I don't think Samuel knows how to respond to that.
Yeah, she just looks at you for a long moment. Sees, what is on your face right now? What emotions are you showing?
None. Samuel is, like, hardened. They do not want to show anything right now.
She shakes her head. Like, you're a recalcitrant student who is determined to not get the lesson. I am going to give you a decision. You will either go help the Death Watch, keep their vigil for the rest of the night, and shore up the wards, like you should have been doing this entire time, or I am going to seal your magic for the rest of the night, or until you learn how to figure out a way around it. You're a bright boy, I'm sure you'd figure it out. Maybe it will give you enough pause that you'll think before you cast a spell.
Out of character question, what's the Death Watch?
The Death Watch is the people that, in the second dossier, they're the people who are watching over the inert lich in the crypt. That you bow out of the next errand thing and do that for the rest of the night, or she's going to give you level 2 harm grounded, where so every time you try and cast a spell, you're going to have one less die.
I mean, I know which one they're going to choose, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to figure out how they're going to choose it. Mm-hmm. I think Samuel probably says something like, not much of a real choice then, is it? You wanted me to keep, you want to keep eyes on me? Fine, so be it. Drag me away.
Oh, I'm not going to be the one dragging you away. And she whistles and, oh gosh, what steps out? What would she summon or create?
Ghost horse.
I think it's this. I think it's a big black dog, sleek with golden eyes that sort of pierce through you. She calls it out of the shadows and it walks up to you. And like there's this like the edge of where you don't know if it's going to come for your throat or if it's going to start wagging its tail. And
I toss a crab cake towards its
mouth.
Not
move. The crab cake sails past its snout. My friend here is going to escort you to the Death Watch. If you try and escape, if you do anything that I do not approve of, he will let me know.
Bit too late for that, though, isn't it?
Oh, I can get much angrier than I already am. Don't test me.
And, yes, I'm Al Ghost.
Yeah, the dog walks behind you like it's hurting you. And off Samael goes to their punishment. Teresa is staying behind. So, our two lovely ladies congregate outside, out the front. I think you both see a livid Sindela. Both of you recognize her. She is the house alchemist. And you know that she is teaching Samael in some capacity. Brushes past you. She gives you both, has to fix her face for a moment, but gives you both a small smile. Have a good evening, both of you. Heads back into the party.
I'm wondering if Samael would have said something about it, though. Would have said that Fia has it.
I don't think it matters at this point.
No, I think they would be that spiteful. I think they would be that spiteful, though, just to be whatever artifact Fia has is disrupting the spirits. And then get led away.
Yeah. Yeah, basically what's going through Sindela's head is, oh, well, Theo is going to return that to House Bastion. I'll be able to take care of it. It's not an issue anymore. You fucked up.
Yep. I definitely, there is no small amount of satisfaction on Vivi's face as she links arms with Fia and we head off to our next task.
Yeah. I feel like Fia is vaguely amused too.
Oh, no, I think Samael would have done it before you two showed up.
Yeah, but yeah. We're just doing that you being taken away.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely that you can see them off in the background being herded, but it's not it's been a minute or two since they started walking off. So do you guys hand the artifact off right away, or do you go to your next engagement?
I do feel like we need to go get changed anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can't really sneak someone out dressed for a ball.
True. Mm-hmm. Okay. So reset your load. You guys are getting changed. And while you two are getting changed and our other characters waiting in the wings, you guys get 8 influence.
Ooh.
So we'll pay out now. We'll roll entanglement later. But yeah.
So our status works like stash, right?
Yeah, basically. Status is your stash, influence is your coin.
So should we just take 2 per player to distribute how we like?
Makes sense to me. I don't remember there being, let me double check. I don't remember there being any sort of you have to pay to upkeep the ship kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. There is not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm reading it again. I don't see anything. So I will also do your faction. See who you helped and who you hurt. You guys are going to take 1 plus with the Fortunata Trade Federation, 1 with Soroya, 1 with the Sevenfold Veils, and that's right, I wanted to add they're not on the sheet yet, but I'm going to put the Sealy Court and the Unsealy Court as factions. Very minor factions, because they don't have much power here.
For the moment.
Yeah, for the moment. You get plus 1 with the Unsealy Court, or with the Sealy Court.
That would have been awkward if it was the other way around.
Yes, it would. And you take minus one with the Bank of Brass and Bone. Minus one with House Corvetto. And minus one with the Tattered Prince.
You know, it's a great day when you've gone through and you're just like, all right, who do you not change?
Who have you not pissed off today? Okay. And your shame. This was a high profile, well-connected target. This was loud and chaotic. I think I would call this high exposure. After all of that, and you're in hostile territory, so you take six shame.
So how does shame work?
Exposure is the thing.
Yes, right.
Also, okay, exposure, I was going to say, there's only three boxes. How does that...
Thank you. Thank you, Saint. Yes. I was looking at that. I'm like, wait, that's not right. Exposure becomes shame. Shame is your
wanted level.
Your wanted levels. Yeah, so you get six exposure.
Unfortunately, we were not serving the people of Illyrian. Otherwise, we have minus two exposure.
But we're about to. We're doing this for love. I think this counts.
Yeah, I'm so. Here for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll do, yeah, like I said, we will do our entanglement roll after. We'll do two entanglement rolls afterwards. And we'll do two downtimes. So I'll give you guys four downtime activities after this. Wow. Since you guys are doing two errands. And I feel like that's only fair.
We are being very ambitious.
We are. But sounds like we're pulling it off.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
I mean, we only lost two party members. And the other two came out with no stress. So we're fine. Listen, everyone knew Samael was going to cause some shit.
Am I the drama?
Yes.
Is it me?
Yes.
Am I the drama?
Are you ever not the drama?
Yeah. When Yvonne's here.
I don't know if... Well, I guess Yvonne or Steve. Steve was also a lot of the drama.
Exactly. I share the drama when they're here.
I just chose not to be drama this time. I can be drama if I want to.
Oh, Estani, you're very good at being the drama.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Vivi and Fia, you two go back to the Bastion Palazzo to go find your... Well, you need new teammates now, don't you? Since one of them was sent away with his tail between his legs, and the other has elected to stay at the Firelight Stride Party. And you can't very well pull off this whole errand, just the two of you. So back to the Palazzo to get a change of clothes and some new friends we go. Next errand ho! I'm sure it will be just as easy as this one was. Thank you all once again for listening to Just Roll With It. Our guests for this arc are Estani, who can be found at Estani, A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, on both Twitter and Twitch, and SaintGuard, who can be found on Twitter at SaintGuardly, and everywhere else as SaintGuard. Court of Blades was written by Navi and Sean Drake. If you want some dangerous romance of your own, pick up a copy on their Itch storefront at coupleofdrakes.itch.io. Thank you once again to 8ER41 on Pixabay for our intro and outro music, which you're hearing right now. And if you want to find me and my lovely cast members, Kelsey, Peter, and I all have our information in the description below. And you can find the podcast at RollWithItAP, most places on the internet. Tune in next time as our Skylarks race against the clock to find the heir of Lavelle and secret them out of the city. Breaking into two noble parties in one night, all just an evening's work. Until then, whether the dice are coming up nat ones or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.